Hi, this is Margot. This is Friday, April the 6th, 2018. And today I'm going to talk about a question I got through my website. Occasionally I'll have people contact me and they want to know about implant removal or other things before they decide if they want to do a session. And I've had this question quite a few times from also people I've worked with, and also people before they decide to work with me. And so rather than just keep typing the answer over and over and over, I thought I'd just do a video and put it out. And it has to do with, once you have your implants removed, some people might be worried that they will come under more attack than they've already come under, or their family might come under attack because you're getting free. And they want to know about being re-implanted as well. So we got several different issues going on here. The first thing that I want to point out is we're living in a dark world. There are basically two forces at work here, good and evil. And if you're not on the side of good, then you're working for the side of evil. And if you're not fighting against evil and fighting against oppression, then you're by default agreeing and going along with the evil that's happening on this planet. And so in the implant removal, what happens is people become free from these implants that come from all different sources, and I've talked about that in different videos. But sometimes they are attached to demonic entities, and it's all from the dark side with this stuff, where it's attached to demonic entities or a control panel technology that's trying to control you. And so that's not for your highest good. And that's to keep you imprisoned. And everyone here is coming under attack, whether they realize it or not. And Satan came to kill, steal, lie, and destroy. And Jesus came to free people, to show people how to be free from the oppression from Satan. And so, if people live in fear all the time about, you know, trying to get free from the jailer, you know, about what's going to happen, what's going to happen to their family, and is there going to be fallout, are there going to be repercussions, I sense that as a really fear-based way of looking at things. And they're already coming under attack. And when I work with people, I give them tools that they can use as far as spiritual warfare to fight off future attacks, and also to make them less. And sometimes people do come under more attack when they start working with me in the beginning, because the dark side doesn't want to lose one person. And I'm freeing people. This work frees people from the clutches of Satan, literally, and from all the dark side. It literally frees them. But they have to want to be free. And they have to be willing to take the consequences, whatever they are. And to say, you know, I'm worried that there are going to be repercussions and I'm going to come under attack if I get my implants removed, that's really like, there's so much fear there. And, you know, you have to finally stand up and just shake your fist at Satan and say, screw you, Satan, I don't care, I want to be free. And otherwise, they will keep you in bondage and imprisoned forever, and you won't be able to see the truth, and you won't have accurate discernment, and you won't be able to be powerful and effective in spiritual warfare, and you will not be able to protect your family members if you're afraid of coming under attack and you're afraid of taking a stand. Now, talking about family members maybe coming under attack, first of all, everybody's responsible for their own salvation. Now, if these family members are young children that you're worried about, you know, under the age of 18, and you're responsible for their protection. And if they're living in your house and everything, then you're responsible for their protection. And with this work, you can keep them more protected, keep them protected. And if they're adults, then they are responsible for their own salvation. And you don't have control over what's going to happen. And Jesus told me recently that this is a time of testing, and it's a time where the lines are being drawn, sides are having to be taken, people are having to make a choice right now which side they're going to be on. And if they don't make a choice, they're going down by default with the dark side. So, it bothers me when I get questions like this, because this work that I do is all about freeing people. And if they're so afraid of what kind of repercussions are going to happen as a result of being set free, then, you know, I don't know how good it will work. I've worked with people who, you know, they asked me that question at the beginning, and I told them, well, you're already coming under attack. Don't you want to be able to fight back? Don't you want to be free? And so they decide, yeah, I want to be free. But it's not just going through the sessions. You have to really take an active role in spiritual warfare and in discernment and in making lifestyle changes so that you're walking a holy path and living a holy lifestyle and keeping holy company. And if you're not, then you're just putting yourself out there to come under more attack. So that's the answer to that question. I really don't know what else to say about that, but everyone is different. Every case is different. No two people are the same with this implant removal work, and the results vary from person to person. And as far as reimplantation, we're always can be reimplanted. I give people a shielding technique in the first session that came directly from God, and we instill that in their energy body, and I teach people how to reinforce that shielding technique. That helps. I also teach people prayers that help to keep them shielded up and keep them from being reimplanted. Some of my clients who are very sensitive to energy and sensitive to their bodies and what's going on, they can feel when an attack is coming, and they can feel if something came through the shield and came back in. And if they're sensitive and can visualize, and everybody can visualize, it's not that hard to do, they can imagine what the implant looks like by the sensation that they're feeling. And for instance, if it feels like a spike, it probably is a spike. And so you can imagine that you're just pulling that out, and you ask for Jesus and the angels to help take that out and shield you up and heal you from that. And so some of my clients have actually learned how to remove their own implants if they do become reimplanted. And when I do follow-up sessions with people, Very few of my clients have a lot of implants that have come back. Maybe one or two implants might come back, but this is because of their lifestyle or their belief system. Usually, sometimes it's from an attack from the dark side that I'll see an implant that came in, but if they're really strong in their spiritual warfare and doing what I instruct them to do and staying close with Jesus, and He is the one who can protect you, He is the highest, and He's the one that the demons run from, and without Him on your side, you really don't have much of a chance of going around without coming under attack, whether or not you have your implants removed. But with Him on your side, then you're a lot more likely to have success in staying free of future implants and also being able to stand up for yourself in spiritual warfare. So I hope that answered this question. Like I said, I get it quite a bit. And so I encourage people not to walk in fear. And, you know, all we know is what we know, what our experience is. And if we grow up in a prison cell, and that's all we know is the inside of the prison cell, and then someone comes and opens the door and says, walk outside and you can be free, you might have a lot of fear about that because you don't know what's out there. All you know is what's right there in that prison cell, and you don't even know what freedom is. And so I understand how people can be afraid. I was never afraid of repercussions or anything about getting my implants removed because I'd already gone through so much attack from Satan and by the dark side already for years before that. And I had already developed a basic version of spiritual warfare, but I've grown stronger in my spiritual warfare now. But as soon as I heard about implant removal, I jumped at it, and I knew I had to do it. And it was the best thing I ever did. And I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back now for anything. So my name is Margot. I hope this answers this question. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, green living coach, mind-body fitness coach, and empathic spiritual healer. And I invite you to go to my website and look around and see, look at the services and see if you might be interested in working with me. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Everyone, go in peace and take care. God bless. Goodbye.